Hello and welcome to The Inside Dish, where we explore the culinary arts in and around the greater Lehigh Valley. I'm Shane McGee, your host this week for our gastronomic tour of our region's amazing food and entertainment scene. I'm here with Cindy Bellera and Darius Fite, who are both with 1812 Piano Lounge, located at 1812 West Allen Street in Allentown's West End. Cindy and Darius, welcome to The Inside Dish.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So to start us off, could you both describe your roles at the Piano Lounge?
Sure. So I'm the general manager. You'll find me doing everything behind the scenes. Darius?
You could say I manage the staff and take care of guest relations.
Okay. And the establishment's relatively new, right? Opening date was only 4 months ago?
4 months. June 26th was opening day.
Okay.
Opened a week before 4th of July.
Yeah. Brave.
So I think probably some of our listeners are familiar with piano-themed establishments in larger cities. I know I've been to Howl at the Moon or Howl to the Moon in Baltimore. But if someone wasn't familiar with a piano-themed bar, lounge, restaurant, how would you describe it in your own words?
Oh, man, I think it's fun. You can't have a bad time at a piano bar. It's just the music, the drinks. We've been to both where they offer food and drink.
I think mostly they have been just drink.
Yep.
So, you know, it's nice.
Nice alternative.
I wouldn't say so.
Yeah.
Yeah, the ones I've been to, I've been to 1812 as well, and the ones I've been to outside of that have been more bar-focused, where 1812 seems to be a nice balance of entertainment, food, and drinks.
Yes, and I think we did that because, so the owner, Jill Schaefer, she's loved piano bars for years, long as I've known her, which is a long time. And she was inspired by big cities, you know, Vegas and New York and Philly. We went to Chicago, Dallas, and she always wanted to do it here. But I think being in the theater district of Allentown, we needed to have food. I think it needed it probably to survive, I would say, like for someone to just come to Allentown.
Well, also, because we're located in the theater district, people have been coming after shows. And wanted to escape, you know, the general dive scene, which kind of is pretty prominent in our area.
So getting back to the, you know, how it came to fruition. So it's next to Allentown Appliance, right?
Yes.
Is it a previous Allentown Appliance building?
Yes.
Okay.
So the long story short was Allentown Appliance was Jill's family. Her brother owned it. After he passed, she took over. So when we were looking originally, and when she brought me in and wanted to do a piano lounge, she said she thought it would be an exciting idea to, you know, bring to Allentown. And we looked everywhere because we actually came to a bunch of places here in Bethlehem. Mm-hmm. Nothing worked out. And one day she said, "This is crazy. I own a warehouse right here. So why not gut it and make it our piano bar?"
Truly a blank slate.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been in, and it is gorgeous. So it was a warehouse before?
Yes.
So bare concrete floors,
bare
walls?
There were restrooms, but they weren't working, no running water, just electric.
Yeah.
So I think what's interesting, you talked about you did some research in other cities for the concept.
We did.
That must have been fun.
Took some road trips. It was. We had a good time.
Chicago was truly a blast.
It was, yeah.
And then you took pieces that you liked at each of those to incorporate into?
I'd say we got some inspiration.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Just because I think she had a lot of ideas in her head, and that's where kind of Darius and I came into play to get what was in her head out on paper and make it come to life.
So let's talk a little bit about the music. Is there music all the time? And is it always piano-based?
It is not always piano-based. If it isn't a single pianist, it may be a jazz trio. It may be, you know, slightly a bigger band. But, you know, we have had acoustic duos, you know, a good handful. So there's really no limit on what we're doing at the moment, and we're testing a lot of waters.
Okay,
well.
Yep.
And we've added, most recently, trivia, music trivia.
Music trivia.
We've done a couple music bingos. People seem to really like that, so it worked out well. Mm-hmm.
Have you tried karaoke yet?
Hoping not to. That's just me.
We have not. We only talked about it briefly, but we do have one or two of the performers that actually really engage and invite guests up to the stage. It's kind of fun.
CJ. Yeah. So he was in about 3 weeks ago, and no one was really going up and singing a tune, and he could pull just about anything out of his hat to play that, you know, you wanted to sing to. And so I stepped in, I took that first bullet. And
okay. Yeah. Are you a jack of all trades?
You are very good.
Yeah, I can wing it.
So getting back to the West End of Allentown, which I've spent some time, it's definitely a unique kind of special environment, right? Have you found, how are you fitting into that neighborhood? Are people coming, like you said, before shows, after shows, for dinner and a show?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, at first, I think I found a few people, and Darius can probably shed more light on it. He's there more than I am. But in the beginning, I found people saying, like, oh, I didn't realize that you had food. We ate dinner, came here for drinks, not knowing. So, but I think that's kind of out there now.
I'd say that's definitely out there. I think people are still discovering that we are actually now open.
Yep.
Like even regulars I've had for 10 years, my previous work establishment. So, I mean, a lot of it's been word of mouth so far, yeah. I think, and we're doing pretty well with that.
So I think it's a good segue into the food and beverage program, right? How would you describe it at 1812?
Let's see, as far as food, I think our menu is pretty seasonal. It's locally sourced when we can. For instance, down the road, Todd's Seafood, we get our seafood from Todd's, so it's top quality there.
Farmer's Market we've used.
Farmer's Market, yep. Certainly.
You have a lot of food purveyors in that area of Allentown as well. Have you seen any kind of mix with the Lehigh Valley entertainment scene as a whole? I know you're in the theater district. Anything else from a music? Because even in downtown Allentown, there's a lot of new music venues now.
I don't know. Like, I would say just the events of Allentown have been helpful.
We did, like
the block party.
Block party. I think even shows at P. Pinnell.
Yeah.
I forget who was playing there that night, but we had a bunch of early reservations, and it seemed like the majority of those reservations were headed to Peepinall that night.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. I see that a lot when I'm there on the weekend.
So the food menu seasonal, what about the cocktail menu, which Darius is your specialty?
Yeah, I'd say cocktails are, you know, I did a lot of twists on the classics. Manhattans, Corpse Survivors, Old Fashions, French 75s, Boulevardiers, and that kind of deal. With some infusion going on with bourbons or tequilas, gins, and adding a bit of, like, you know, I'd say elegance that matches the vibe of the lounge itself.
I agree.
Fresh squeezed juices. So we juice in-house. We make all our purees and syrups. I work a bit with Chef, and he helps bring out a little more excitement and zest into the cocktails.
So do you have any favorites either on the food or cocktail menu now?
Right now, I love our pork belly. I love our escargot. Well, there's many things I love.
Escargot, okay. That's something you don't see.
When we opened, when we brought Brad in, our chef, that was my one request. I said, let's have escargot. Almost nobody has it. Anytime I go out, I see it on the menu, I always go for it.
Yeah, me as well. Big fan. Yeah. I can't tell you the last time I saw it in the Lehigh Valley. There.
Yeah. A lot of compliments on it.
Mm-hmm. Nice portion.
Yeah.
So staying on that theme, any specials from a food and beverage standpoint? Happy hours or late night happy hours?
We do have happy hour 4 to 5:30 Tuesday through Friday. So, you know, reduced small plates, cost-wise, not size-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get that straight. as far as a good handful of cocktails and a few beers. As far as, in addition to those specials, Friday and Saturdays, Chef has been doing a special of the day, whether it be a pasta dish, seafood,
mm-hmm.
And those have usually been more entree size as well,
okay,
as opposed to our small plates.
Right. And I think I saw you started brunch a few weeks ago,
mm-hmm,
on Sunday, or was it?
Alternating other. Sundays at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Alternating, yeah. Sundays. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, hopefully it works out. We're kind of new, and we didn't advertise it, but we wanted to start slow. It's kind of how we opened to,
yeah,
just,
yeah,
ease into it.
And there's music that goes with the brunch as well.
Yes.
Correct.
Okay. Brunch themed music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, we have a couple performers that fit brunch perfectly.
I'd say that vibe's a little more relaxed.
Yes.
Yeah. Not like super engaging, but just like, let's enjoy our breakfast or lunch or...
Yeah, and still be able to have a conversation, correct, with some background music going on. So we've seen a nationwide trend, right, of less alcohol consumption and an equivalent rise of mocktails. So what are the non-alcoholic options at 1812?
So we do have two mocktails on deck. That's on our menu, as well as because we have so many different fresh squeezed juices and house-made purees and syrups, our experienced bartenders can pretty much crank out anything of anyone's palate. You know, do have a beer or two that are non-alcoholic.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of non-alcoholic beer options popping up as well. So those options are available for people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So why don't we just make sure we touch on some of the specifics. So operating hours, Tuesday through Thursday, 4 to 9. Is that correct?
Yes.
And Friday and Saturday, 4 to 11.
Yes.
And now alternating Sundays for brunch.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And what about reservations? How do they work at 1812?
Recommended.
Recommended.
Call. So right now, reservations are made over the phone.
We're old school.
Yeah. We're so small. So for anyone that hasn't been there yet, they'll see when they arrive. You can see every table from,
yep,
any,
yep,
area of the lounge. And... So we kind of do everything old school. We have an old reservation book and take phone calls. And
I think it fits with the personality of that West Allentown Theater District.
I agree.
So what about website, social media platforms for folks to find more information, including the phone number, I'm assuming, on your website?
Yes. So our website is 1812pianolounge.com. The phone number is 484-274-6208. That website has information which includes calendars of all the performers, the nights they're playing.
Event booking.
The event booking, our food, our drinks. Try to have a little bit of everything. We have some pictures on there so that people can see some of the food that we've already taken some good shots of.
Okay. And social media, Facebook, Instagram?
Yes, both.
Under 1812 Piano Lounge.
Yes.
Okay. Cindy and Darius, thank you so much for joining us on The Inside Dish.
Thank you, Shane.
Thank you for having us.
I am Shane McGee, and that will wrap up this episode of The Inside Dish.